堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
跟为他公司编制软件并且写说明书的自由职业者补定有追溯效力的书面协议。在他俩今天的会谈时间里，陈女士要向 Green 先生解释为什么他要把自己的软件产品销往美国市场。美国的电脑游戏市场确实比较大，部分原因是目前美国家庭拥有的家用电脑比世界上任何其他地方都更多。这里有个很有用的词 Market M-A-R-K-E-T Market Market 既可以是动词，解释为在市场上销售，也可以做名词，意思就是市场。我们这就去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：陈女士打算把电脑游戏销往什么地方？
Do you plan to market your software in China?
No, first in the U.S. The game market is bigger there.
Language is not an issue?
No, the game is all visual. The manual will be translated into English.
Why is the U.S. a bigger market for games?
The installed base of computers is much larger. It's huge.
So the sales potential is greater.
At this time, it's far greater in the U.S.
他俩谈起陈女士打算往哪儿销售她的产品呢？我们再听一次。
Do you plan to market your software in China?
No, first in the U.S. The game market is bigger there.
Green 先生问陈女士，是否打算在中国销售她的软件呢？陈女士回答说，她先要在美国销售电脑游戏，那里的电脑游戏市场大得多。注意，刚才他俩都用了 market 这个词，我们再听一遍，注意两个 market 有什么区别。
Do you plan to market your software in China?
No, first in the U.S. The game market is bigger there.
你注意到了吗？第一个 market是动词，解释为销售，而第二个是名词，意思就是市场。陈女士要在美国销售她的电脑游戏，那么语言是不是会成为问题呢？为什么？
Language is not an issue?
No, the game is all visual. The manual will be translated into English.
Green 先生问， Language is not an issue?Is an issue 意思是成问题，不成问题当然是 It's not an issue。 陈女士说语言不成问题，因为电脑游戏都是直观的画面，而说明书也将翻成英文。我们听 Green 先生又提出什么问题，陈女士怎么回答。先学个短语 Installed base of computers Installed base ofComputers. Installed is spelled I-N-S-T-A-L-L-E-D. Installed base 意思是装机量，在这儿可以理解为电脑的拥有量、普及率。
Why is the U.S. a bigger market for games?
The installed base of computers is much larger. It's huge.
Green 先生问，为什么美国的电脑游戏市场比较大？陈女士告诉他，美国的电脑拥有量大得多。我们听听 Green 先生从而得出什么结论来了。 还有陈女士是否同意她的看法。她的话里有这个短语 sales potential， sales potential 意思是销售潜能。
So the sales potential is greater.
At this time, it's far greater in the U.S.
Green 先生认为，因而美国的销售潜能比较大。陈女士表示同意说，当前美国的销售潜能比其他地方大得多。他俩刚才不断地把美国跟陈女士的本国中国做比较，所以好几个地方都用了形容词的比较级。形容词的比较级表示更什么什么的意思。例如，这句话里的 bigger 意思是更大。
The game market is bigger there.
请回答问题，答完了再对照我们的答案。
Where is the game market bigger?
It's bigger in the U.S.
再听这句话里的形容词比较级 larger.
The installed base of computers is much larger. It's huge.
请回答问题，然后参考我们的答案。
What is larger?
The installed base of computers.
下面的话里有形容词的比较级 greater.
So the sales potential is greater.
再回答一个问题。注意用形容词的比较级，随后对照一下我们说的答案。
Where is the sales potential greater?
It's greater in the U.S.
好，让我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Where does Ms. Chen plan to market the game?
Do you plan to market your software in China?
No, first in the U.S. The game market is bigger there.
Language is not an issue?
No, the game is all visual. The manual will be translated into English.
Why is the U.S. a bigger market for games?
The installed base of computers is much larger. It's huge.
So the sales potential is greater.
At this time, it's far greater in the U.S.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
Where does Ms. Chen plan to market the game?
In the U.S.
陈女士想要打进美国市场，却不想在美国开设办公室，她只希望 license the game.也就是特许美国的公司负责他们的电脑游戏在美国的发行和销售工作，因为采取这种办法花费和风险都比较小。 License the game， License the game， License is spelled L-I-C-E-N-S-E。 注意这里的 License 是动词，解释为基于许可、特许。好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题：通过什么途径可以花费比较少的打进某地市场
？Are you planning on opening an office in the U.S.?
I don't think so. I think we'll license the game.
You want a U.S. firm to publish and market the game in the States?
It's too expensive for us to establish a presence in the U.S.
But if you do, your profits will be greater in the long run.
My company is small and short on capital.
So licensing is a relatively inexpensive way to enter a market.
We'll get a smaller return on each sale, but our risk will be less.
既然决定要在美国行销产品，他俩的讨论随即转向如何打进美国市场，听他们各提出什么途径。
Are you planning on opening an office in the U.S.?
I don't think so. I think we'll license the game.
Green 先生问陈女士是否打算在美国开设办公室，而陈女士表示否定，并且说自己要特许美国的公司负责他们的电脑游戏在美国的发行和销售工作。 我们听 Green 先生做出了什么推测，以及陈女士怎么样解释她这样做的原因。里面有个短语 establish a presence， establish a presence， presence is spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E， establish a presence 意思是设立一个立足点，也带有打出知名度或者成为存在实体的意思。
You want a U.S. firm to publish and market the game in the States.
It's too expensive for us to establish a presence in the U.S.
Green 先生推测，陈女士想要一家美国公司在美国代为发行销售她的电脑游戏。陈女士进而解释说，因为在美国开设一个办事处是很花钱的，她目前还负担不起。注意，陈女士用了Too expensive to establish a presence in the U.S. 来否定在美国开设办事处的可能性。再听一次。
It's too expensive for us to establish a presence in the U.S.
听了陈女士的解释， Green 先生向她指出什么？
But if you do, your profits will be greater in the long run.
他指出，要是在美国开设了办事处，从长远考虑，利润会大得多。注意里面的短语 in the long run， in the long run 意思是从长远考虑。再听一遍这句话。
But if you do, your profits will be greater in the long run.
Green 先生提醒，有没有使陈女士改变主意呢？
But if you do, your profits will be greater in the long run.
My company is small and short on capital.
陈女士说，她的公司规模小，缺乏资本。注意，她又用了以前学过的短语 short on， 意思是短缺、缺乏。缺乏资本就是 short on capital。听听 Green 先生根据陈女士的话做出什么结论来了呢？刚才说过 ，license the game， 意思是特许别的公司负责他们的电脑游戏的发行和销售工作。还有个生词 relatively， R E L A T I V E L Y， relatively 解释为相对的，相比较而言的。
So licensing is a relatively inexpensive way to enter a market.
他的结论是，特许美国公司负责他们的电脑游戏在美国的发行和销售工作，是花费比较小的进入市场的途径。听听陈女士有没有认识到这个途径会达到什么后果。
So licensing is a relatively inexpensive way to enter a market.
We'll get a smaller return on each sale, but our risk will be less.
陈女士意识到，采取这种方式，他们虽然从每次销售中获取的利润比较少，但是他们承担的风险也比较小。好，请你再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is an inexpensive way to enter a market?
Are you planning on opening an office in the U.S.?
I don't think so. I think we'll license the game.
You want a U.S. firm to publish and market the game in the States?
It's too expensive for us to establish a presence in the U.S.
But if you do, your profits will be greater in the long run.
My company is small and short on capital.
So licensing is a relatively inexpensive way to enter a market.
We'll get a smaller return on each sale, but our risk will be less.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再和我们的答案对照一下。
What is an inexpensive way to enter a market?
Licensing the game.
他俩接下去又要谈他们所关注的关键问题，怎么样保护产品的知识产权。Green 先生推荐的方法是，特许别的公司负责发行销售是保护产品知识产权的好办法。因为得到特许的一方，出于自身利益，也要保护产品的知识产权。 得到特许的人或得到授权的一方，用英文来说就是 licensee, L-I-C-E-N-S-E-E, licensee。 好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，并且想一想什么人会关注维护产品的知识产权。
Licensing will also help you protect your product.
In what way?
The licensee will want to protect his investment, so...
So he'll make sure no one infringes on our rights.
Absolutely. The licensee will look out for your best interests.
And his best interests, too.
You'll have your intellectual property protected.
Thanks to the licensee.
关于保护知识产权的问题， Green 先生是怎么说的呢？
Licensing will also help you protect your product.
In what way?
Green 先生说，特许别的公司负责发行销售，也有助于保护产权。这引起陈女士的兴趣，她问，从哪些方面呢？我们往下听 Green 先生的解释。注意，他话里有我们刚学到的生词 licensee, 得到特许的人。再学个生词 infringe, I-N-F-R-I-N-G-E, infringe, 意思是侵犯。而侵犯我们的权利就是 infringe on our rights。
The licensee will want to protect his investment, so...
So he'll make sure no one infringes on our rights.
Green 先生解释说，得到产品销售特许的人将希望保护自己的投资。这里的投资当然是指他们用于取得有关特许、产品复制和上市的资金。陈女士立刻插上来替他把话说完。这样，得到特许的人就要确保谁都不能侵犯陈女士公司产品的知识产权了。再听一遍他俩的这两句对答。
The licensee will want to protect his investment, so...
So he'll make sure no one infringes on our rights.
你一定注意到了，今天的讨论里多次用到 license 这个词汇家庭里的词。License 常常做名词，意思是执照。但是我们今天首先学到了动词 license。
I don't think so. I think we'll license the game.
然后有动名词 licensing。
Licensing will also help you protect your product.
动词加后缀 ee 能组成名词，表示接受某个动作的人。例如 licensee 就是接受特许授权的人。这句话里有 licensee。
The licensee will want to protect his investment.
现在请回答问题，注意在你的回答里正确选用 license 词汇家庭里的一个词，然后再对照一下我们说的答案。
How will they protect the game in the US?
They'll license the game.
What will protect the product?
Licensing a game.
Who will help protect the product?
The licensee will protect the game.
我们接着听 Green 先生是否同意陈女士的说法，接受特许授权的一方会保护陈女士公司的利益不受侵犯。
Absolutely. The licensee will look out for your best interests.
And his best interests, too.
Green 先生用 absolutely 来表示自己完全同意这个看法。他说 The licensee will look out for your best interests. 短语 look out for 在这里的意思是关照、维护。这里的 your best interests 是你们的最佳利益。所以整句话的意思是接受特许的一方将尽可能维护你们的利益。而陈女士又补充说，这同时也是接受特许的人的最佳利益。换句话说，基于产品营销特许的一方和得到特许的一方是利益于共的。那么这一来会产生什么效果呢？
You'll have your intellectual property protected.
thanks to the licensee.
Green 先生说，这样陈女士公司的知识产权就得到了保护。陈女士指出，这是接受特许的一方的功劳。她话里的 thanks to somebody 表示由于什么人的功劳。再听一遍这两句对答。
You'll have your intellectual property protected.
Thanks to the licensee.
下面请大家再听一遍这段讨论，并且考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
Who will look out after the product?
Licensing will also help you protect your product.
In what way?
The licensee will want to protect his investment, so...
So he'll make sure no one infringes on our rights.
Absolutely. The licensee will look out for your best interests.
And his best interests, too.
You'll have your intellectual property protected.
Thanks to the licensee.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
Who will look out after the product?
The licensee.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，这样你就有机会复习一下学到的词句了。
Do you plan to market your software in China?
No, first in the U.S. The game market is bigger there.
Language is not an issue?
No, the game is all visual. The manual will be translated into English.
Why is the U.S. a bigger market for games?
The installed base of computers is much larger. It's huge.
So the sales potential is greater.
At this time, it's far greater in the U.S.
Are you planning on opening an office in the U.S.?
I don't think so. I think we'll license the game.
You want a U.S. firm to publish and market the game in the States?
It's too expensive for us to establish a presence in the U.S.
But if you do, your profits will be greater in the long run.
My company is small and short on capital.
So licensing is a relatively inexpensive way to enter a market.
We'll get a smaller return on each sale, but our risk will be less.
Licensing will also help you protect your product.
In what way?
The licensee will want to protect his investment, so...
So he'll make sure no one infringes on our rights.
Absolutely. The licensee will look out for your best interests.
And his best interests, too.
You'll have your intellectual property protected.
Thanks to the licensee.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说说怎么样表示自己比较倾向于哪一种选择。
We have to schedule a meeting for next week.
Well, Jane, we have time on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday.
I'd prefer to have it on Tuesday morning.
说第一句话的人叫 Jane, 他说他们得定个时间开个会。
We have to schedule a meeting for next week.
听到这句话的人则提出有几天可以供他们选择。
Well, Jane, we have time on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday.
接着 ,Jane 表示自己比较喜欢星期二早上。
I'd prefer to have it on Tuesday morning.
他说话的方式暗示这个选择有灵活的余地。他刚才并没有那样说。
We'll have the meeting on Tuesday morning.
他真要是那样说的话，就表示他已经打定主意不会改变了。如果他俩还要谈下去的话，那么 Jane 的交谈对方也会表示自己比较喜欢在什么时间开会，他俩也许会权衡每一种可能性的利弊。我们可以用几种不同的方式来表示自己的偏好和选择。
I'd like to have the meeting on Tuesday morning. I'd prefer Tuesday morning. I'd say Tuesday morning.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great. Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。到时候陈女士要进一步请教 Green 先生怎么样在美国市场上推销他的电脑游戏产品，并且防止他人仿冒他的产品，侵犯产品的知识产权。 我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。